This chazor is echin eshabach echas shagim v'am yehudim eseches menachas daf lamed tes. Rabbi said we can prove that the upper knot of tzitzis are required the raisa, because if it's only required the rabbanon, so why would we need a pasuk to teach that it's mutter to put wool and tzitzis on a linen garment? The tzitzis could simply be wound together without being knotted, and it wouldn't be shana since it's not knotted together. Rather, it must be that the knotting is required the raisa. Rabbi bar Rav Adar, name Rav Adar, name Rav said, if one of the strings ripped at the place where it's attached to the garment, it's puzzle, even though it stays in place because it's wound with the other strings. Rav Nachman repeated his ruling. Rav Eisner, Bryce then says that the required length of the strings must only be met at the time that the tzitzis are made. However, if they had the required length when they were made and later ripped, the shiyarov and the gardumov, both words are referring to leftover strings, are kosher. Now, what are the two words of shiyarov and gardumov? What are they referring to? Presumably, shiyarov is referring to where some of the string ripped off and some of the remains, and gardumov refers to where it was completely torn off at the place that was attached to the garment. We see that even in this case, it's kosher. Rav Nachman said the two words are meant to be understood together as referring to where the ripped string has something still hanging, and the double verbiage teaches that the amount left hanging must be enough to be able to tie it into a slipknot. So Gemara Vayta, Rav, and Nehemiah Rav said the string that's wound around the others also counts towards the number of required strings. Rav Yosef said it was Shmuel who said that, not Rav. We also learned that Rav Rechana said that Rav Yoshi of Usha said in the name of Shmuel, the string that's wound around the others counts towards the numbers of required strings. So Gemara Vayta, Rav said in the name of Shmuel, if the tchelis was wrapped around most of the tzitzis instead of only a third, like he's supposed to do, it's still kosher. Rabbi Yosef said, it was Rav who said it's not Shmuel. We have also learned that Rav Huna bar Yehuda, the name of Rav Shesh, the name of Rav Yirmi, the name of Rav, said that if the tchelis was wrapped around most of the tzitzis, it's kosher. Zakmar Rav Chia, the son of Rav Nosson, had a version of this ruling which added that even if the tchelis was only wound around the others in one set, instead of the multiple sets of winding like we do, it's still kosher. The beautiful way to make tzitzis is to have it a third braided and two thirds as loose fringes. What's the proper size of one set of braiding? So Abraisa says, Rebbe says, enough to be wound around three times. Abraisa says, one should not make less than seven sets of winding, which would correspond to the seven heavens, and one should not make more than 13 sets, which would correspond to the seven heavens and the six spaces in between the seven heavens. Abraisa says, the winding should begin with the white strings, based on the pasuk of Hakonof, and should end with the white strings because they're considered to be more kaddish, since they're mentioned first in the pasuk, and therefore malam mekaddish v'hem meridin. Rav and Rabbi Rochana were sitting, and a person walked by wearing a garment made fully of tchelis that had tzitzis that were fully wound without anything loose left hanging. And Rav said, the garment, very nice. The tzitzis are not so nice, meaning they're puzzle. Rabbi Rechana said, even the tzitzis are nice, meaning they're kosher. Machlekes is, Rabbi Rechana holds that the pasuk says that the braid should be made, but also says psil, a string. This teaches that the tzitzis may be made of either braids or loose strings. Rav says the words gedilim comes to teach that four strings are needed, and therefore, although it must be braided, there has to be some loose strings hanging from it at the end as well. So Zochem Ravai to Shmuel in the name of Levi, said that white woolen tzitzis fulfilled the chiyuv of tzitzis in a garment of linen. In fact, would white strings of linen fulfill the chiyuv in a woolen garment? Do we say there's only woolen white strings in a linen garment that fulfill the chiyuv? Because since the blue strings are made of wool, the white strings can also be made of wool, but white linen strings would not fulfill the chiyuv in a woolen garment? Or do we say that the pasuk says semu pishum yachdav and then immediately says gedilim tasaloch, which teaches that woolen strings in a garment of linen and linen strings in a garment of wool both fulfill the obligation? Afterward, we have learned that Rachman, the name of Yehuda, said woolen strings fulfill the chiyuv in a linen garment and linen strings fulfill the chiyuv in a woolen garment. In fact, woolen and linen strings can fulfill the chiyuv in any garment, even in a silk garment. But the Gemara says this last part of the ruling actually argues on Rav Nachman, who says that silk garments are potter from tzitzis. Zok the Gemara Rava asked Rav Nachman, a braisa says that silk is chayiv in tzitzis. Rav Nachman said that's only derabbanan. Rava asked, the braisa says that one may use strings of wool and linen for tzitzis of a silk garment. Now, if it's chayiv deraisa, we can understand why shatnas would be mutter, but if it's only chayiv derabbanan, how could shatnas be mutter? Rav Nachman said the braisa means that you can use wool or linen, not wool and linen tzitzis. Rav Nachman said the braisa proves his view. The braisa says that silk threads can fulfill the chayiv in a silk garment. Now, deraisa, only strings of wool and linen can be used. The fact that strings of silk can be used prove that silk is only chayiv in tzitzis derabbanan. The Gemara says it's not a valid proof. The Braisa may hold like the drasha of Pesukim by Rava, who darshens the Pesukim to teach that tzitzis can either be made from the same material as the garment they're on, or they must be made from either wool or linen. The Gemara Vayter of Nachman holds like the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, which says that the pasuk regarding tzaras teaches that whenever the word beged is used, it refers to garments of wool or linen. Therefore, regarding tzitzis, where the pasuk says that a beged is chayiv in tzitzis, it's only garments of wool and linen that would need tzitzis deraisa. Abaye said this Tana de Rabbi Shmuel argues with another Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, which says that the word oy beged, written by Tumas Sheretz, comes to include cloths made of materials besides wool and linen, camel hair, rabbit fur, goat hair, silk, and to teach that they are subject to Tumas Sheretz.